Let us pray. May we hear in our parable today, O God, your grace that we yearn for, that it might yield rich ground for the seeds of your love. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, we heard a parable today from the Gospel of Matthew about seeds and the sower of seeds. And this parable was like nearly all of Jesus' parables. They were kind of like riddles, trickier even than today's quiz. But who doesn't love a riddle? So today, as Maggie Wallace informed us in the reading, Jesus spoke of things like seeds and thorns and good soil and bad. So what is Jesus saying to us? How do we solve this riddle, this conundrum? Well, as people gathered around and listened to Jesus, his followers, he said, that had ears to hear, they nodded and they smiled. They enjoyed having to solve or interpret his messages. At the same time, his critics scratched their bewildered heads. Therefore, Jesus' parables are our puzzles to solve and enjoy. That's assuming we have ears to hear. So here goes with one way to solve this parable of the seeds that take and the seeds that don't take. Once upon a time, a seed sower went out to sow. And maybe the seed sower happened to be you or me. Has anyone here had access to a patch of garden in which you have actually sown seeds? Anybody? Not too many. A few. Yes, a few. I won't ask your success story because I don't want you to ask me mine. I'm good at putting the little thingies up and the popsicle sticks, but anyway, you know the drill, those of you that have tried this. Some seeds fall on the sidewalk and get blown away. And those that land on the soil, well, guess what? Here come the birds to devour them. Sheesh. Maybe you would then rush off to the store to buy a fake owl. You get back home and you return to your seed sowing after you plant the owl, but then you notice that some of the seeds are falling on rocky ground. So you put your seed packets back in your seed pouch and you fetch your shovel. A couple of hours later, you've dug up the rocks and gone back to your sowing. And then you notice a patch of thistles that is sure to strangle your little seedlings. So you put your patch of seed packets down again, put on your gardening gloves, and pull the thorns out by hand. By the time you've cleared away all the prickles, it's very late, and it's getting dark. So you, the seed sower, me, the seed sower, we pick up our seed pouch and our tools and we call it a day. That evening we end up falling asleep in our chair, reading a seed catalog, of course. And when we awake the next morning, we take our coffee and we walk out to that garden patch. The first thing we see, there's a great big fat crow sitting on top of the owl. And then the bright morning light reveals more rocks, more thistles than you'd even noticed the day before. Well, you look around, what do? Well, the question is, what would Jesus do? And he tells us we might just begin to chuckle first in exasperation And then we might start shaking and laughing until we lose our wind and we start wheezing. And then, still laughing and wheezing, we open our seed pouch and we dance around our garden, flinging seeds everywhere, into the roots of trees, onto the roof of our house, across the fence, into the neighbor's yard. But you know what? You find that the more seeds we sow, the more we seem to have. None of this makes any sense, but for once, it doesn't seem to matter. And we have to admit to ourselves that we've never been freer and happier in all our life. So clearly, this parable is not about being a careful gardener. It's about Jesus telling us about our Maker. God is that generous and extravagant sower of seeds who does not obsess about the condition of the fields. And the condition of the field is, of course, our condition. So now we can understand Jesus' riddle. Jesus is saying, God is not stingy with the seeds of God's grace. God casts seeds everywhere on good soil and bad, and is a generous seed sower, offering us the fertile love and grace of God. And that's what Jesus says keeps us going, and I will repeat that. God's seeds of grace are what Jesus said keep us going. So I wonder, do we have ears to hear this message from God? Let us pray. Holy sower of the seeds of grace, may your message of love tell us to be less concerned with doing things properly or trying to meet some standard of perfection. Instead, we give you thanks for the plenty you offer us, as imperfect as we are. Amen.